Here we go. Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. I am your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you two full hours of fantastic female-fronted radio. In this second hour, I've got music on the way from PJ Harvey, My Brightest Diamond, The Minor Birds, Naked Roommate, but we're going to kick off the second hour with another band that absolutely is iconic when it comes to Pride Month. Athens, Georgia's go-to-gay party band, the B-52s, right now here on Girly So Groovy. Putting the fun in funk, this is girly, so groovy. I've got to say, with that last act, one part theatrical pop, one part post-punk revival, it is New York's electro rock outfit, Heloise and the Savoir Faire. The song is called Members Only. That is from the band's debut album, Trash, Rats, and Microphones. In the middle, a band that receives quite a bit of girly, so groovy radio love. It was 5 years ago now that Oakland, California art punk quartet Naked Roommate knocked me over with their wonderfully weird dance punk. And it was then again just last October, the band returned with their sophomore album, Pass the Loofah. The band turns up the danceability and includes a horn section and greater percussion, making the party that much more fun. We heard the song Reasons Why. Again, the album is called Pass the Loofah. We have featured it quite heavily since October here on the show. If you love bands like Le Tigre or Water From Your Eyes, Peaches, the B-52s, CSS, Brazilian Girls, you will find something to love in Naked Roommate. And speaking of the B-52s, that's how we kicked off the second hour, going back to 1982, when the B-52s released their EP Mesopotamia. We heard the title track again from the B-52s. What do we have next? Oh, I know. I've got to say, and I'm in no way nixing the idea, but coincidentally, and I don't know why, but I would say probably since November, I've been thinking about doing a protest song show. I wonder why. Well, one such song and one such act that I think could easily fit into a protest song show is the one-woman band, the Mina Birds. This is a musician who brings her politics front and center, turning her music into just a rebel yell. And she does that right now with the song Generals. Again, not nixing the idea of a protest song show, but percolating in the brain. Until then, let's dive into some protest music from the Mina Birds here on Girly So Groovy.
I'm my lady ahead. Get girl out of my head. Douse hair with gasoline. Set it light and set it free.
When we talk about trailblazers, that is right there, a trailblazer in the world of alternative rock. PJ Harvey with her song Man Size. That comes off of her sophomore album, Rid of Me. In the middle, it is new music from Detroit's very own My Brightest Diamond. We are obsessed with her latest album, Fight the Real Terror, here on A Girly So Groovy. It's an album inspired by Sinead O'Connor, an album that proves to be raw and unhinged, vulnerable and aggressive. It's an album that is a portrait of a woman standing in her own true power. It's an album that teaches us to look at and fight the real terror. This time we heard the song Rocket in My Pocket from My Brightest Diamond. And then, speaking of an artist that teaches us to stand in our own power, the one-woman band known as the Mina Birds, going back to her sophomore album, Generals, we heard the title track, Generals. Lots more music to get to coming up in the last half hour here on Girly So Groovy. We've got Tegan and Sarah. We've got music from the Surfer Jets, Yes Man, and a number of other tricks and treats up my sleeve. But coming up next, it is Toronto singer-songwriter now, Hawaii-based singer-songwriter Aaron Smith of the Aaron Smith Band. Up next here on Girly So Groovy.